we're lucky enough with Southwestern culture to have almost saved it in consciousness, because otherwise it would have been Tex-Mex and combination plates, and we would not have. People like Rick Bayless are raising the status of Mexican food. He was considered, he was voted the best chef, you know, in America by the ICP and by his peers, and he has an authentic Mexican restaurant that does not take any liberties with changing the food. He does it exactly as it's done regionally. So there's a consciousness now that Mexican food is just as important as French food. Now, it's been a long fight to get there, and it's been, you know, I've been involved in this since 1979, so it's been, you know, our generation, the last 15 to 20 years, fighting for that recognition and the value. And now, with that, younger chefs will decide maybe to study Mexico food or to go down to Mexico, or maybe even more importantly, some of the people of Hispanic background will become into the culinary career and interpret their own culture in a way where they can have status, like Doug Rodriguez is doing at Patria. He comes from Cuba and he's reinterpreting Nuevo Latino in a way that is honors the Latin culture and his Spanish culture and his Cuban culture, and he's from that. And we don't have enough practitioners. Patrick Clark does that for black, he's a great black chef, and Edna Lewis. We're at that point in America where we have to look at creating this education.